Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan Daf Yud in the Hoiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starting the top of Amud Aleph. As the Primoish explains, in the end of the previous Daf, we spoke about merchandise the Olada sell in Chol HaMoed. So by the way, because of that, the Gemara is going into another Inyan of merchandise, nothing to do with Chol HaMoed, but something that maybe usually will be a problem when sometimes we allow it. Says the Gemara of Chananya, Chavin de Rabbanon, Chananya, the friend of Rabbanon, Omar, Paramakcho nigbis minich se yesoy min ktanim. If someone died and left young children, the rule is usually you cannot be goyvim minich se yesoyim. You're not allowed to go and take loans or debt from minich se yesoyim until they grow up. But if there was pragmatio over here, which means an iska, as explained in the Mishnah and the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the idea of a iska is to be able to get something in exchange for money that one gives to somebody else, and not to be over the iska of ribis. Chazal brought us the following idea of iska: palgo milvu palga pikodin, which means someone gives merchandise to his friend, tells him, "You go sell it. 50% of it is mine. I'm just giving you this as a pikodin. You're all just holding on to something that belongs to me. You sell it, whatever profit you make comes to me. The other 50% is alva, is a loan. Any profits you make is yours. You just have to give me back the principal." That way, the seller and the buyer, I mean, the one who gave the merchandise, the one who's going and doing business with it, they both will earn from this business. Now, in this case, Reuven, for example, gave to Shimon merchandise in a iska, and Shimon died and left Yisrael Miktanim. The 50%, which is a pikadon, which is just being held by the Yisoyimim, that is obvious that Reuven can take back. That's not considered to be to extract a loan. That belongs to him. But even the 50%, which is a milve, which is considered to be a loan, he also could take from the Yisoyimim. Even though we have a din that you're not allowed to be goyvim from Yisoyimim when they're still ktani, when they're still young. Here it's different because of Schoyres Bein. What Reuven gave Shimon, it's still there. So even though it's categorized as a loan, it's not really a loan. Havumbayin Meimar, they wanted to say, Bishayesh Eidim Yoidim, only if Eidim know that this Reuven gives Shimon the merchandise. Haim Eino Eidim Yoidim Loi, but if Eidim don't know about it, so one could say maybe this merchandise, which is by the children of Shimon, it belongs to Shimon. Maybe Shimon bought it from Reuven. Rabbanan the Kisri B'Shem Avlo, Lachen Tzricho Bishayesh Eidim Yoidim. Hadarabah, the chiddush is when Eidim do know the merchandise went from Reuven to Shimon. Haim ein Eidim Yoidim, nazas kipikodin. If Eidim don't know that Reuven gave it to Shimon, I'm assuming it belongs to Reuven. We knew this merchandise belonged to Reuven originally. Now it's in the hands of Shimon, I assume it belongs to Reuven, still belongs to Reuven. If Reuven has a simon that it's his, he give it back to him. So again, Haim ein Eidim Yoidim, nazas kipikodin. Kach anachu moim pikodin lo yigovim minichsei yisoyim ktanim. Pikodin can be taken from Yisoyim Ktanim. So if I don't have no Eidim, I assume it's all Pikodin. But when you have Eidim and you know that 50% is a milve, it's still, in this case, considered to be not like a regular halva because it's Bein, because it's there. It's the original merchandise that Reuven gave Shimon. And that's what the Gemara goes on to explain. Mabi nola milve, why this is different than a regular loan? Milve nid de loitzo, regular loan is going to be used. The money is not here. Vezel lo nid de loitzo, but here the actual merchandise is by Shimon. If any other the Chachamim would agree with me, I would allow to go and sell the meat of Bechor in a scale. Chazal said you cannot sell the meat of a Bechor in a scale, and we'll see in a moment why not. And he says, I would allow it. In addition, I would allow people to do Meloch in Chol HaMoed. The Gemara explains. Klum also baso bechor lishoka belitro. What is the reason Chazal said that you're not allowed to sell the meat of bechor? Bechor is kaddish, and when it has a mum, has a blemish, you can sell it. You can't sell in a scale. Likadishu moichi moise bezoil. People are going to go and sell it without an approximation. Now with the actual scale, they'll sell for cheaper. What people are doing now, they don't know the exact scale. They do the opposite. They go and increase the price of the meat. Reb Chaim points out, and the Bavli comes out, that maybe it's a deraisa that you now sell on a scale, or it's a derabanan, but the reason of derabanan is because you don't want to be mezalzel in kochim, you don't want to mistreat kochim. The Yerushalmi is going with another direction. To the reason why he can't sell it is in order for them to sell it for cheap. What did they say not to do melacha in Chol HaMoed? So people have available time to eat and drink and be learning Torah. What do they do? They eat and drink and they're poiches. They go and do oilulus. They're going just indulging and having a good time. So it's better for them to go back to work on Chol HaMoed and not go and have this free time the Chazal gave them. Because the Gemara says, if they told your name to the bully, bully refers here to the rich people, but the rich people that have a lot of strength and power. If you have problems with them, so the Jordan River should be your gvul, meaning run away to ever Yarden, to the other side of the Yarden. And the second Shah of Rav Chaim he brings for the name of the Mordechai, it means you could go to Beis Din and Chol HaMoed to deal with these rich people that are bullying him and starting up with him, he could go and deal with it in Chol HaMoed. Another din, you can use ribis. Rav Chaim says not ribis derais, only ribis derabanon, but you can use ribis in order to do a Suda's mitzvah, and the Suda of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is a mitzvah derabanan, you can use a ribis derabanan to pay for this Suda. When he went to the shul where they did Kiddush HaChodesh, so when he came there in the morning, he took the crumbs of the leftover that was left from the Suda of Kiddush HaChodesh, and he ate it. I want to be part of the food, of the meal that was here in the night before, because that was a special Suda, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Suda's mitzvah, and I want to join the Suda's mitzvah, so he took the crumbs, the shirayim that were left. Halacha da'at zok the Mishnah, in loikhim botim avodim ubehimo, now let's take houses, slaves, and ubehimo, ve'avodim, or stones, ela tzorech ha'moed, unless you need for the moed, or the tzorech ha'moed she'en lo ma'yachal, or the seller needs to sell it, because he needs the money for the moed, because he has nothing to eat. Ein mefanim yibayis l'bayis, you not go and take things from one house to another, al mefanim u'lechatzoy, we can take it to his own courtyard, b'lish yisim cho'iloy. Meaning, if he's living by someone else's house, he can take the stuff to his own courtyard, so he's going to be in his own domain. Continues the Mishnah in Amud Beis. Ein mevim kelim beis ha'uman. Now I'll take kelim that were finished by the uman, by the craftsman. If you don't need in Chol HaMoed, don't bring it from there. If he's afraid it's going to get stolen, he can go put it in a side chotzer where it's going to be kept, but not bring it to his house. Says the more nichakula. I understand the beginning of the Mishnah, everything that's mentioned, a house, a slave, an animal, is all things you need for Chol HaMoed. But avonim, what about avonim? Why you need avonim in Chol HaMoed? So, okay, as we learned, if he has a wall which is tilting down, about to fall, he can knock it down and rebuild it in Chol HaMoed. Some of the Easter of a little evening, why can't he just knock it down and not build? You allow him to build because if not, he's not going to knock it down. If you tell him not to build, he's not going to knock it down. If he needs to build a sakana, there'll be a sakana because the wall may fall on somebody. Can you take houses? Can you buy a house from a goy in Chol HaMoed? What you're asking is not even Chol HaMoed, even on Shabbos. Because Tani b'Shabbos motor, the price that says that even in Shabbos you're allowed to buy from a goy. How do you do it? He shows the goy pockets with money. And the goy signs and brings it to the court. Why? Because that's how you redeem, that's how you get places of a goy in Eretz Yisrael. Sheken matzano, as we found, Shilonich Moshe Yericho El B'Shabbos. Yericho was conquered on Shabbos. Ketiv koita says shesh yomim. 6 days they surrounded Yericho. Ketiv ayom eshvi tesoivu al ayir shevap ha'omim. The seventh day, you go around the city 7 times. Meaning that they conquered it on Shabbos. V'chtiv al riduto, it says regarding Milchemes HaRishus, that you wait there, and Reb Chaim brings, it's based on the Gemara, they wait there 3 days before they start on Tuesday, even though it's going to be in Afilu B'Shabbos, even if it's going to be surrounding that city B'Shabbos. So you see wars you could do in Shabbos. So if you can do wars in Shabbos, you can redeem houses from a guy on Shabbos as well, if he doesn't do a melacha. He can harvest, he can gather, and he can thresh all in Chol HaMoed. You cannot thresh with a cow, with an animal. But that's all he's doing for himself. So he doesn't have to do that much. But for the rabbi, you could do with a parah. For yachid, it's af shamil says too much to do on chalamoyed. For the rabbi, that's not too much to do. Continues the Gemara, we mentioned moving from place to place. Ain't before midira no ledira no. A person should not move from a nice apartment to a nice apartment. For midira kuru ledira kuru, or from an ugly apartment to an ugly apartment. And even that, midira kuru ledira no. Not even going to upgrade to a nicer place. You're not doing cholamoyet. And soich leima midira no ledira kuru is, of course, not from a nice apartment to an ugly apartment. But to go into his own place, he couldn't move from a nicer place to an ugly place. Why? Special simcha to live in your own domain, in your own place. We find a similar thing in Mifanim Sameis Vesatzomus. That's not Chol HaMoed. It means every day. Don't move bodies or bones. Even if you're taking from a respectful kever to a respectful kever, still should not move the mace. Or from a disgraceful kever to a disgraceful kever. Even now from a disgraceful kever to something which is more mechubadik. Of course, not from the mechubad to something which is disgraceful. But if he's taking him to a place that belongs to his family, so even from a respectful caver to a disgraceful caver, he should do it. Why? It's good for a person that he's laying down, that he's being buried by his family, by his parents, so therefore he allowed to do it even from something mechubad to something which is bazui. So the Gemara in Mevim Kalim based on not only take Kalim from the craftsman's house, the Mishnah that says that if he's afraid that it's going to be lost, he can put it into the chatzar. That means you can move lost merchandise in Chol HaMoed, because here you allow him to move into the chatzar. You're not allowed to move it too much, but you allow him to move it, you allow him to metaltal it in order to save it from it to get stolen or get ruined. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Moed Katan Daf Yud.